Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to focus our attention on history, especially history in Europe, and more specifically in Germany. And even more specific than that, we're going to be talking about Berlin and the Berlin Wall. As you know, Berlin is a very large city in Germany. It's now the capital of Germany. It wasn't for a while, I think, when the East and West were split. Bonn was the capital of West Germany, but now it's back in Berlin. And those East and West Germans are back together. They're arm in arm. They're raising those steins of beer, and they're having a great time being a unified country again.
Yeah, it was a big deal when the wall came down. We're actually talking about this because we're marking the 20th century of the day that the wall actually came down. And it was a pretty exciting day for the entire world, actually, to see such a huge change happen and freedom come to so many good people. It was a wonderful day. Now, it was tough at first when they united or reunited together because the economy in East Germany was horrible. There were a lot of poor people there. It was communist, and they just had a hard time getting together, these two different Germanies. West Germany was very profitable, very successful, and it was hard at first. A lot of people complained, but you know, time has gone by, and now everything is great in the country of Germany.
Mm-hmm. Well, people were worried at first when they were getting back together. They thought, oh no, are they going to break off and have another World War II and have some other Hitler or something like that? But so far, so good. They haven't done anything like that. So we're going to celebrate the coming down of the Berlin Wall in today's program. So let's get to it. The rise and fall of the Berlin Wall. Let's read our article right now, and then we'll come back to discuss it.
This month marks the 20th anniversary of the day the Berlin Wall came crashing down. For over a quarter of a century, the 155-kilometer-long barrier not only divided an entire city, but also stood as a powerful symbol of the Cold War. The East German authorities built the Berlin Wall in 1961 to halt mass emigration from their side to the more prosperous West Germany. Over a decade earlier in 1949, Germany and Berlin had been split in two following Hitler's defeat in World War II. Berlin became the sole point of passage between the divided nations, and millions of skilled workers took advantage of its freer status to escape the poorer and repressive East. This brain drain caused huge economic losses, not to mention a political loss of face for the East supporters, the Soviet Union. While the Berlin Wall helped improve the East's economy, for ordinary citizens, the wall's construction had disastrous consequences. Almost overnight, families and friends became permanently separated, and people were cut off from their jobs. Even more tragically, up to 200 East German citizens were shot and killed while trying to cross the wall. The barrier remained in place for the next 28 years until 1989. 2 years earlier, in 1987, as the Cold War began to thaw, U.S. President Ronald Reagan had urged in a famous speech that the Soviet leader tear down this wall. Around the world, calls for the Berlin Wall's destruction grew increasingly intense until eventually, on November 9, 1989, it was announced live on television that it would come down. Thousands swarmed to the dividing line, and crossing over the once impenetrable barrier, embraced and celebrated with total strangers on the other side. Fewer than 2 years after this historic day, Germany was reunified, and the Cold War finally came to an end.
Okay, everybody, so this month marks the 20th anniversary of the day the Berlin Wall came crashing down. So we could say It was 20 years ago today, Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play. Well, that's actually from a Beatles song, and they weren't actually talking about this. But we could say that 20 years ago today, on November 9th, the Berlin Wall came crashing down. Crashing here comes from the verb to crash, which means something smashes into something else and makes this crash sound. For example, we certainly hope that you don't have a car crash. And here, when the wall came down, of course, it came down rather quickly because it was such a hated wall. So it came down rather quickly and it made this very loud sound. It came crashing down. I remember that on the news reports, they were actually beating it down with sledgehammers and stuff like that. And it came down rather quickly.
We also use crash to talk about something failing, like your computer. Have you ever heard someone say, oh, my computer crashed and I lost all of my work? Well, computers crash too. They just don't crash down, do they? Well, it was a pretty exciting day for over a quarter of a century. More than 25 years, the 155-kilometer-long barrier divided an entire city, but that's not all. It also stood as a powerful symbol of the Cold War. It's really true. It did stand as a symbol. Now, a barrier is something that blocks your way, that won't let you go through or get around it. For example, after big typhoons, sometimes trees will fall across the road and will be a barrier to traffic. You can't just keep driving your car. You can't get around it. You can also use a barrier to talk about something that's blocking you from moving ahead or making progress. You know, for a long time, women didn't have the right to vote. That was a barrier to them, and that had to be removed. Well, this barrier was quite long, and it divided an entire city.
Mm-hmm, that's right. I hear talk of them wanting to build a similar wall in America because Mexicans keep crossing the border illegally into America. But if they built such a wall, it would be much longer than this particular wall. This one was still pretty long, 150 kilometers long, and it divided a city, but also it was a symbol of that Cold War, a symbol of that difference between the East and the West. Well, the East German authorities, or the officials of the East German government, built the Berlin Wall back in 1961, and they did this to halt or to stop mass immigration from their side to the more prosperous West Germany. So back in those days, I guess a lot of people from East Germany were crossing the border into Berlin in order to better their lives and stuff like that. And well, the East German authorities didn't like that. It was a loss of face. Why are our people leaving? They should stay here. We have such a wonderful government. And we should also mention that back then, Berlin was actually right in the middle of East Germany. It was like an island there. And you had to get to Berlin from the west on a special highway, I think. And, of course, lots of people wanted to cross from the east into Berlin, West Berlin, in order to better their lives. And, again, that's why they built this wall, to stop them from doing that. And if you talk about people moving from one country to another, we talk about emigration. Starting with an E, that's talking about going from some place to another. But another related word is immigration. That means you're coming into a country. I could say, for example, my ancestors immigrated to America in 1906 or something like that.
Yeah, I could use an example here with Tom, actually, just so you'll know which direction. Tom actually explained that really great. So Tom's been living here in Taiwan. He moved here to live here permanently. Tom emigrated from the U.S. to Taiwan, but he immigrated with an I to Taiwan. So be careful. When you emigrate, you have to say the country you left, your own personal country you left from. But immigrating, you're talking about what country you moved to. So be careful with those two words. They're very, very hard to distinguish between. Now, here we're talking about something being prosperous. That means it's very successful, especially in business. So they were doing very well economically. They were flourishing in West Germany. And it's easy to understand why people wanted to be in that area of Germany. Now, over a decade earlier in 1949, Germany and Berlin had both been split in two, and this followed Hitler's defeat in World War II. When you split something, it just means you divide or separate something into different parts or groups. You can also talk about splitting up. You don't really have to use the preposition up. You could say, hey, can we split into groups right now? But you could also say, I want you to split up into groups and work together. So they split in two. Now, when you talk about someone's defeat, here we're talking about a failure to win or to succeed. It means you lost. And we know that Hitler was defeated in World War II. And that's when Germany and Berlin were split in two.
Mm-hmm, that's right. So the Americans and the British came in from the west and the Russians came in from the east. And that's why East Germany became communist. And again, that's how the Cold War came about after, of course, Hitler was defeated. Now, Berlin became the sole point of passage between the divided nations. So if you wanted to go from West Germany to East, you would go through Berlin and vice versa. And millions of skilled workers took advantage of its freer status to escape the poorer and repressive East. So we have these skilled workers in East Germany. They've got these special skills, but of course it was a communist country and they couldn't make a decent living with those special skills. So they thought, I'm getting out of here. Who wants to stay here? Let's go to the West where we can actually prosper or actually can better our lives. So millions of those skilled workers went over to West Berlin at that time, and we could also refer to that as a brain drain. All of the talent from the East, they were going over to the West, leaving East Germany with basically nothing left over. Their economy was in shambles as a result.
That's right. Now, Tom talked about how they wanted to get away from the repressive East. Let's explain repressive real quickly here. It just means when a government or a law really controls the people in a very severe way. They're very cruel to them and they have very, very little freedom. So it's easy to understand why the most talented, the most skilled, the most professional of the workers wanted to get out of there so they could be successful and prosperous in their own lives. Before we continue now, folks, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher and then we'll be back.
Hello, everyone. This is Kevin. 今天我们这篇文艺选填的题目主要讲的呢就是柏林围墙。第一段提到了这个月要庆祝柏林围墙倒塌的第20周年纪念。第一个句子当中有 mark 这个字，其实它所代表的呢就有 celebrate, 表示庆祝纪念的意思。而这个句子里头另外有个字 anniversary, 它代表是周年。而事实上在字首 ANN 它就有代表 year 的意思，所以我们说一年一度的就叫做 annual, A-N-N-U-A-L。 第二个句子里头用到了 not only but also 的句型，说到超过25年以来这道全长155公里的屏障 not only divided an entire city, 不仅分化了整座城市 but also stood as a powerful symbol of the Cold War,也是冷战的强而有力的一个象征。第一个说到这道墙矗立在那里，当作是冷战的象征，这里空格所应该填的是一个介系词的用法，表示当作的意思，所以我们要选的是 as 这个选项。而这里所提到的冷战是指在1945年到1990年代之间，美国和苏联以及他们的盟友在政治和外交上的一种对抗，因为他们相互抵制对方阵营却又不诉诸武力，因此这个阶段呢我们就称它为 Cold War, 冷战。第二段一开始提到了 The East German Authorities, 东德当权者在1961年建造柏林围墙的目的是为了阻止当地人口大量移民到比较繁荣的西德。第二空格的后头我们看到了 Emigration, 它指的是移民的意思，尤其它指的是移出来的移民。如果我们要指的是移进来的移民，那就要 Immigration,I-M-M-I-G-R-A-T-I-O-N 这个字。其实我们可以从字首就可以看出它的差异了。前面的 emigration 那个 E, 字首的 E 呢代表是 EX, 表示 out 的意思。而 immigration 的字首 I-M, 它所代表是 in 的意思。所以我们从它的字首就可以看得出来到底是移进来还是移出去了。而这里的第二空格是要修饰后面的这个名词，所以我们要用形容词而且符合文意的 mass,表示大量的它的意思。 比如说我们说大量生产叫做 mass production， 我们说大众传播媒介叫 mass media。 第三格这里提到，在希特勒于二次世界大战中战败之后，早在十多年前1949年德国与柏林便被一分为二。这里的第三格我们所用的是分词当作介系词的用法， following 表示在什么什么之后的意思，它其实就相当于 after。 不过要提醒大家的是， after 跟 following 不同的地方在于， after 它可以当连接词来使用，后面呢它可以接一个子句，但是呢 following 它只能够当介系词的用法，它后面只能够接名词而不能够接一个子句。接着提到柏林成为了这两个分裂民族的唯一通道，数以百万具有专门技术的工人利用比较自由的身份逃离贫穷而且压抑的东德。第四格所考的片语是 take advantage of， 表示利用的意思，所以我们要选的就是 advantage 这个字。这样的 brain drain 人才外流造成了经济亏损，更别提对东方支持者苏联 the Soviet Union 而言，在政治上可以说是颜面尽失。第五格所考的片语是 not to mention， 表示更不用说的意思，这个片语我们也可以用 not to speak of 或者是 to say nothing of 来做替换。
We're gonna take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to our program, everybody. We're talking about the rise and fall of the Berlin Wall. We found out in the first part of our lesson that it was built in 1961 because all of those skilled workers from East Germany were escaping to West Berlin, and the Russians and, of course, the East Germans didn't like that. But again, the wall came down 20 years ago, and that's why we're talking about it.Let's go on and continue to talk about the Berlin Wall. While the Berlin Wall helped improve the East's economy for ordinary citizens or regular folks, the wall's construction had disastrous consequences. So again, the Berlin Wall did stop this brain drain of talent from the East going to the West.But it had some problems. The construction or the building of the wall had disastrous consequences. Disastrous here just means having to do with a disaster. It was really terrible. People suffered greatly because of this. And a consequence is a result of something. You can have good consequences or bad consequences. If you smoke all your life, well, the consequences might be getting terribly sick when you're older, getting cancer or something like that. Those are the consequences.
Now, almost overnight, families and friends became separated permanently. They were no longer able to be together. Now, overnight can actually mean something literal, meaning that it happened during the night or for the night. For example, a lot of people will take overnight flights to different countries if the flight is really long and they want to get there in the morning. It's often referred to as a red eye. I'm taking the red eye, which just means you're flying through the night. They're not very fun because you get tired by the time you get there.But here we're using it to say that something happened surprisingly quickly. Wow, you just didn't expect it. Sometimes we'll talk about people becoming an overnight success. Well, obviously, they didn't become successful over the span of, what, 8-10 hours? No. But it happened so fast that you want to emphasize it and you use overnight.
Absolutely. So overnight, almost immediately, families and friends were separated permanently, and also people were cut off from their jobs. So maybe people worked in the West and lived in the East, or vice versa, and because of that wall, they could not commute back and forth. So that disrupted or disturbed their jobs. And even more tragically, up to 200 East German citizens were shot and killed while trying to cross the wall, or probably trying to climb over the wall. So they probably had a rule that said if you try to climb over the wall, you will be shot and killed. And this happened to 200 East Germans who are trying to go over to the West.
Now, that barrier actually remained there for the next 28 years until 1989. Now, 2 years earlier, and that's 1987, the Cold War was actually beginning to thaw. We use this verb thaw because we're talking about the Cold War. It's kind of a cute usage of words here. Thaw just means to melt. So things were starting to improve. At that time, President Ronald Reagan made a really famous speech. I can still hear his voice in the way he said the words. He urged the Soviet leader, Mikhail Gorbachev, to actually tear down this wall, or his exact words, were putting quotation marks around them because those are indeed the very words he said. To urge means you strongly suggest that someone does something. It's very important. You urge them to do it without delay. Don't wait. And to tear down means you actually destroy a building or some sort of structure completely. You tear it down. And that's what he wanted the Soviet leader to do.
Tear it down. Get rid of it. Destroy it. And all around the world, calls for the Berlin Wall's destruction grew increasingly intense. A call for something means just people are requesting something formally. So different governments around the world were telling the Soviet Union and East Germany to get rid of that stupid wall. It's not doing anybody any good. We need to tear down those barriers between us instead of throwing up new ones. So there were calls, and they grew intense. Intense just means the intensity of something increases. The degree of which something is strong is increased. So it was intense. These calls grew intense. They grew stronger and stronger, louder and louder. And because of all those calls, well, just a couple years after that, on November 9th, 1989, it was announced live on television that this would be happening, that the wall would come tumbling down.
Now, people, of course, were thrilled to hear this news. So thousands of people, not just Germans, people from all around the world who really cared about this, they swarmed to the dividing line. When you swarm somewhere, it means you go in a very large group. We often use this word to talk about bees. They will often swarm together in large, large groups. You need to get away from them when they do that. But people will swarm somewhere where they're kind of in a huge group and it's sort of uncontrolled. So there are a lot of people there, and they went to the wall, and they started trying to cross over the barrier, once impenetrable wall. Now, if something's impenetrable, it means you can't get through it or you can't go through it. Well, that's how it once was, but now they were actually going to bring it down. They embraced. There were complete strangers hugging each other in this area. It's kind of cool to see. There was a lot of love going on. People were so happy that all of those East Germans would once again have their freedom. And that was important, especially to the West Germans.
Absolutely. So again, that wall used to be impenetrable. That's from the word penetrate, which means to go through, and im means not penetrable. You can't pierce it or can't go through it. So they hugged each other, they embraced, they probably toasted each other and had Wiener Schnitzel together and stuff like that. And fewer than 2 years after this historic day, Germany was reunified. This was a historic day having significance in history. Historic here means having significance in terms of the study of history. And Germany was reunited. They were reunified. Just like it's going to happen someday with North and South Korea. They'll get back together someday. And there the Cold War finally came to an end. It finished. The Cold War was no more. And East and West are now the best of friends.
Yeah, it was a pretty exciting day. You know, it was on TV for a long time. Seemed like they just kept broadcasting live reports showing people with hammers and things that they could actually knock that wall down personally. They didn't wait for construction crews to come along. People are trying to knock it down themselves. And then, of course, they kept pieces with them as souvenirs and mementos.
I think there's one small section that's still standing, I think, as a monument or something. I'm not sure. But in any case, the Berlin Wall is history, but we're going to celebrate it 20 years later. So go to Germany. There are probably going to be wonderful parties going on in Berlin at this time. Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our explanation. Here's our Chinese teacher.
接下来第三段提到，虽然柏林围墙有助于改善东德的经济，但是对于一般公民来说，建筑这面墙却导致了灾难性的后果。几乎在一夕之间，家庭跟朋友就被永久的分开了，很多人也就因为这个样子就失业了。在第六格所考的是 cut off somebody from something， 它的被动语态的用法，也就是 somebody be cut off from something， 表示某人被中断了某件事情。而这里也就是代表着说，因为建筑这面墙使得很多人的工作因而中断了，表示中断的意思，所以我们要选择 B 这个选项 cut off。在这段的最后一句话是说，更悲惨的是，高达200名东德人民在尝试攀越围墙的时候遭到射杀身亡。这里的第七格前面有表示比较级用到的 more， 所以我们知道后面是可以接副词或者是接形容词。而在这个地方，因为是要修饰后面一整个句子，而且要符合后面的文意，所以我们选的是副词 C 这个选项 tragically， 悲惨的。最后一段一开始提到了这道屏障一直到1989年，这28年之间呢一直在那个位置。第八格我们要填入的是 H 这个选项 in place。 这个片语呢本来有适得其所的意思，而在这个地方它的意思是一直位在那个地方。整句话的结构当中， the barrier 这道屏障是主词， remain 是动词，而所选的 in place 则是主词补语，用来修饰主词。之后说到了当时两年前的1987年，因为冷战开始解冻，当时的美国总统 Ronald Reagan 在一场著名的演讲当中向苏联领导人主张要推倒这堵墙。这里的 urge 就是文法当中我们所提到过的欲望动词的用法。这类动词最大的特色就是在于后面的子句当中，动词前面会有一个助动词 should， 而且这个 should 是可以省略的。也就是因为这个样子，所以我们看到文章里头后面的子句当中，主词 the Soviet leader 直接接 tear 这个原型动词，就是因为它前面本来有个 should， 它省略掉的关系。而之所以会这样子用，就是我们刚刚讲到因为前面有了欲望动词 urge 这个字。只有说到在世界各地希望拆除柏林围墙的呼声日益强烈，一直到1989年11月9号终于在电视直播当中呢宣布它即将倒下来。这里第九格所填的 e live 是一个形容词的用法，它的发音必须念成是 live， 是用来表示现场转播的，是一个主词补语，用来修饰主词 it。 最后提到数千人蜂拥至这条分界线，跨越这道曾经无法穿透的障碍，跟另外一边的陌生人拥抱庆祝。第十格是要表示与完全陌生的人一起来庆祝这个有意义的时刻，跟什么人我们就用介系词 with，所以我们必须选 I 这个选项。最后个句子说 Fewer than 2 years after this historic day， 在历史上最重要的这一天之后，不到两年的时间， Germany was reunified， 德国呢就重新统一了。 And the Cold War finally came to an end， 而冷战呢也终于宣告结束。最后的 come to an end 也就是画上休止符，宣告结束的意思。
That's all the time we have for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us for English Digest. My name is Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.